Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. I'm doing another podcast. How are you doing? You don't have the intro, so I'm going to just talk. You know, part of the situation when I do these podcasts is not only to talk about my music, but also to talk about things in general. I feel that I have lived on this planet for quite some time, and I feel I have to talk. Legacy Songs is out there. You heard the new song, I Do Love You. If you haven't, I'll play it now, and then I'll talk to you about this and something related. It's going to be related.
I really want to be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really want to hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? 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 I really want to love you. That's why I want to marry you. You are the one for me. So it's time to
hi, this is Dove Knight, and that was Legacy Songs. You'll find that you can listen to it on Spotify, you can listen to it on Apple. It's on Apple, Deezer, is there for you. You can listen to it for free, or you can listen, or you can buy it. I Do Love You, the story behind I Do Love You is just inspired by events around me, and I've written the music on the keyboard and the lyric. It came to me naturally. It's just when I started playing, it's like it's just naturally with the, you know, playing the keys and then the whole melodies just come out and the words came out. I wanted to let you know that I did do a live version on podcast of me playing I Do Love You. I will release a live version of maybe one of them or two of them. I did two of them. I'm going to do another live version. I'll let you know. It's hard to do it on podcasts because I have a microphone, and then I have to put the microphone where I'm singing and playing the keyboard. So I just did it. I'm going to release it to you. To you in some way, maybe an audio or in a film or something in the next month or so, or maybe before then, I don't know. I have the audio. As you know, I have to do more live versions of this. This was done spontaneously. I may do another one. Who knows? I don't know. I learned this when I was younger, when I came to L.A. to be in the industry, to be spontaneous. When I was with rock bands or on stage, it was the observation and the instinct to, when I played with bands and so on, to write songs spontaneously. If we're in public singing, we just make up a song right on the spot. Or recording, just make it up on the spot. You know, just whatever comes out of my head, that's it. You know, and it was such a joy to be spontaneous, expect the unexpected. It really is how it is, expect the unexpected. With my singing songwriting, expect the unexpected. What comes out of my mouth comes out of my mouth. It's like I don't have no idea until I do it. It's not always the case. You know, there are times where it's planned out. I have to prepare, I have to write. You know, it's a joy to do, and it's a joy to create. Now, it's about a dream, keeping that dream alive. I'm an indie artist. Some people probably don't know me or probably haven't heard me, or if they have, they probably don't take me seriously. I am a serious artist. Some people have said, where do I play? Well, COVID just pretty much obliterated the situation. I'm like, you know, I'm not in no rock band like I used to be, so that was the problem. I haven't played, but I told you I did go up to the open mic and just play, just sing and play. So I just showed up, and I want to do that on a consistent basis. But COVID and health reasons, but I'm, you know, what's going on around the country concerns me about my own health to protect myself from COVID. But nevertheless, I could consistently get on stage and play. But I did, you know, recently I was working with a drummer and we jam, and I don't know. We will see about working with other people, because I really do want to work with other people and perform live on stage, you know. It's just been hard to find the right group of guys to get together, and the clubs has been closed. They just opened up, so like the Whiskey and so on. So I called the Whiskey Go-Go, but, you know, my keyboard, I have to, you know, stuff. But I don't have a band, and I don't. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know if I do, if I don't. But one thing for sure, there's live performances on podcasts. You'll hear it sooner than later. It would be like, where I play I Do Love You or something else. These songs are made up by myself. Now, legacy songs, if you don't know what legacy songs is, or whoever heard me for the first time, because I do have a few things, is just a group of songs I did over the years, and I released the last 10 years. Being an unknown indie artist, because I guess, you know, I have some fans, but perhaps some people don't even know who I am, or if they do, they probably don't know much, but whoever listens to this podcast, but I've been doing this for quite a long time, which is typical for someone who's an indie artist or who's been there doing it. And I have been doing this, and I just want to say it's part of who I am, but I'm not just an artist. I have my mind. I try to incorporate the podcast to include mental situations of what I'm going through related to psychology, you know, the psychology thing with anything I go through, or mental health with pertaining, you know, because I'm healthy, and talk about what's going on. Sociology or history or politics, I'm involved in that, but I really am. It's my goal to be an artist. But part of my artistry is just showing the legacy songs, because this has so many pop and rock songs. Some songs I have not released. I do have a different version of Outkast that I saw a couple of days ago. It was actually rock, it's pop, more pop version. Perhaps I'll release that eventually. I don't know. I released 7 albums, and that is a triumph. And again, please take me seriously because I've been on doing podcasts. I've been on Twitter for a long time. If any of you wondering who I am and what I am and what I'm all about, I am truly authentic. And, you know, if I come across as way out or whatever, it's just my personality. I have been told by some people that the way I talk online makes me sound like I'm under the influence of any illicit stuff or alcohol. That is not true. I have a unique vocal style and not only talking, but singing, I guess. I'm not on any drugs. I want to let you know that that's the misperception. I mean, when I was told this, or like, even I listened to myself, I was like, oh, wow, I guess I could see the perception. I am not no alcoholic or drug addict or prescription drug addict. And I have sympathy to all of those who are. So I just have a unique style in the way I talk. And this is my personality. So you'll hear from me in the next week or so, maybe less, maybe, you know, as I said before, I was going to do 3 or 4 a week, or maybe more, or maybe less. So I'll be on period, you know, regularly, or 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it depends. That's how I do my podcast. My own style, you know, but it's about the legacy song. And yes, if anyone's interested in anything related to legacy songs or anything that I release in music, please contact me at DoveNeesLove22 Twitter. People probably wonder why I don't have a website. You know what? I just made up a website and I'm not sure about it. I had 2 or 3 websites in the past, but I'll let you know on that because I'm looking at it. I'm not sure about the website. I should have a website for people to contact me. I don't know why I haven't. Sometimes I'm like, I'm acting so silly, but that's, you know. I'll let you know, or I try to be honest in everything I say, authentic. Sometimes I get carried away with some things, but I really try to be authentic in everything I say. And everything I say on these podcasts are true, very truthful. If I make a mistake, I apologize because I do have obligations in life, you know. But one of my obligations is to be there for you with this podcast. This is part of my artistry, you know, to talk as well as sing, you know. But again, I have a unique way, a unique style in talking, and I want to let you know I am not on any influence or any drugs because the way I talk, people think, oh, I must be all of it. No way. I am healthy in that regard. Honestly, everything I say is authentic. Check out the legacy songs. If you don't want to, all I can say is keep an open mind. Check out the 7 albums that have been released on Deezer, on Spotify, or some of the albums on Apple, TikTok. It is there for you to enjoy because I am an indie professional artist and it was a joy to release records to you. It's a lot of hard work, you know, because releasing albums is the easy part. Doing all the work to get there is very difficult. Money, the powers that be to allow me to release, even the videos. You know, I wanted to let you know that I Do Love You, which is such a great video, was, you know, it hasn't been yet been on Vivo. Have you noticed in all my videos? Well, they thought the song, you know, I don't get it, but it's released. Nice video. I Do Love You. Also, as a podcaster, it's a joy to talk to and communicate from this podium, speaking-wise, to the world. And the world hears me on Twitter, Facebook, social media, Instagram. It is a joy to be able to talk to you as part of the artistry. It's part of who I am. I love to talk. Someone should introduce me to to the podcast because they knew I love to talk and I have so many ideas. I thank that person. I do love you again, the story behind it, if I haven't mentioned it, because I mentioned it before in this podcast. I just came up with I was playing around on the piano and just came up with it spontaneously, as I mentioned. Not all the time, but spontaneous makes it interesting. You know, I could be on, there are times when I perform, I was planning on just singing and I end up doing something else. It's so much fun. It's such a joy to do. But I don't want to just talk, you know. I will release the audio or you'll hear, I release the audio of me singing or playing, you know. So I promise it will be probably just playing on Twitter or something. Or maybe a little film that I make. Do you know, as you guys know, I design a lot of my films. You know, like I do, I Really Want to Get to Know You, which was released not too long ago. The video was I produced and I was the director of the video. It was made in my bedroom. That's where I was. So you see me in the bedroom, just sitting there. Red shirts, sunglasses, glitter hat, and I just like, there I am. I'm beautiful Dove Knight. That's right. My name is Dove Knight. Again, as I mentioned, it is Dove Knight. Okay, let me mention again. Okay, here I go. The night. Okay, that's how you call me. The night. Well, anyway, I'm just having fun. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm an artist, and all I can say is go for your dreams, whatever dream you have, and never give up, and don't let no one take it away. And like I plan to, and, you know, as in my life, and then I'm sure with a lot of people or some people who listen to me, whoever's listening to me on this podcast, if you have any struggles, remember there's hope and realize you can get through it. You can really get through it because I see people suffer. You know, and I suffered too. I suffered a lot. And I realized it's just hang in there. Go for those dreams. Be healthy. Be COVID-free because there, you know, some people out there are getting COVID and it's not good. Nobody deserves to be tested positive. So please get vaccinated. Take it seriously. You know, I got vaccinated, 2 shots. I'm so happy that I got the 2 shots in April, living in L.A. County. So please get the vaccine or any other struggles. There's hope. And I just want, as I always have said pretty much most of my podcasts, whatever wish or ever dream, just like I said, may it come true. Like, I hope mine's come true because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. And remember, we're all God's children, no matter what religion, race, creed, color, sexuality, whatever, gender identity, wherever you identify with, that you're equal to everybody. We all deserve respect. We're all equal. There's no one better than another because we're all human beings. We truly are 100% equal. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And again, keep an open mind and check out my legacy song because it's there for you. I'll talk to you in a few days. Thank you for listening from Dove Knight.